Well, none of that feisty appearance by the former Treasurer Peter Costello before a Senate Estimates Committee this morning, where he defended the Future Fund's investment decisions. Mr Costello is the fund's chairman. The fund's board has decided not to invest in tobacco products, but the Greens have been putting it to Mr Costello that it should also refuse to put money into fossil fuels. In Canberra, political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Peter Costello, chair of the Future Fund Board of Guardians.
Mr Costello returned to familiar territory in Canberra at the request of Greens Senator Larissa Waters. Normally the chair of the fund doesn't appear at estimates hearings, but Mr Costello agreed and defended the approach to investment decisions.
I think it would be extraordinary if the Government of Australia, in its sovereign wealth fund, said it was going to pull out of coal or gas or oil. These are very, very important industries to Australia. I think it would be extraordinary. Nobody has suggested that. I'm not even sure that the Greens have suggested that.
We have.
You have?
Just for the record.
Okay. It would be a very strange thing for a country like Australia, which exports coal and which exports gas, for its government to say, we think these things are so filthy and so wrong that we won't even touch them on the stock market.
Mr Costello insists the decision to stay out of tobacco investments should not lead to further ethical investment decisions.
I don't like tobacco, but no brief for tobacco. The only reason for not doing it, Senator, is, you know, we knew immediately we did it, that you would open up all of these arguments. And so the question became, is there anything that is distinctive about tobacco? And the answer that the board came to was no amount of tobacco can be non-harmful, whereas it doesn't believe that no amount of that every amount of oil is harmful, or every amount of gas is harmful, or every amount of coal is harmful.
Are either of you two gents familiar with the Nature paper from 2009 and many publications based on that since that say that to avoid more than 2 degrees of global warming, that two-thirds of fossil fuel reserves need to stay in the ground?
It's not relevant to your portfolio, but you may choose
to. I'm just going to make the point, whether I have or whether I haven't. That's not how the Future Fund makes its decisions. If you, Senator, are saying there is no safe use of fossil fuel, so it is as poisonous as tobacco, if that's what you're saying, right, I would look at that. But there obviously is safe use. You know how I got here today? I flew on a plane. You asked me to come and I flew on a plane. Was I engaging in an absolutely harmful activity? I don't think so. I really don't think so. But if you're saying that there is no safe use, you better get off your plane and out of your comm car and stop turning on your gas. Senator, you're trying to make a political point.
No, I'm genuinely seeking to understand.
And frankly, nothing I say will stop you from making your political point. So you go and make your political point. But I think the people who heard what I've said, and I've been through this many, many occasions.
Earlier, the fund's managing director, David Neal, defended the approach to investing offshore, including in tax havens.
There was interest in the Future Fund's taxation arrangements. I think it is important to put a number of points on the record. Under its legislation, the Future Fund is not liable to pay income tax in Australia. It cannot minimise its Australian tax liability, as it has no Australian tax liability. As a sovereign wealth fund, the Future Fund is typically entitled to sovereign immunity when it invests overseas. In the vast bulk of its investments offshore, the Future Fund's sovereign immunity is recognised, just as Australia recognises the reciprocal rights to sovereign immunity when other sovereigns invest into Australia.
Mr Neal says there's more than $105 billion in the fund at the moment.
Louise Yaxley in Canberra.